It's 11:34 on the ticket, which is Sports Radio 1310 on the AM dial. Your Marconi Awards Sports Radio Station of the Year runner-up.
We lost. We lost so hard.
And we are at the orphanage, Dave and Danny. We're here until noon. We're not here next week. But we would encourage you to listen anyway because you'll get an extended T-box and some SMU pregame. But we,
what are you going to do next week?
Shut up. We have a very special guest right now, and it's not TC. It's
or
the
is
fake
it?
TC. What's your HBO special?
No one's ever going to get that. If there's
no,
no,
they will. No, they will. He's had enough air time that they'll get it.
Logically exhaustive.
TC is like a second cousin of Heloche.
Yeah.
Of the Gen X Chippewa.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm able to repurpose that voice. It's one of my favorite voices, but...
Yes, he needs no introduction.
Hello, Jay.
He's the great Gordo.
What kind of music do you like? Hello, Jay.
Electronica.
Electronica.
I still see him all the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. He's a bit of a scenester.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, he's got to be out in public?
Yeah, he's walking his dogs in Deep Ellum.
Son of a dog.
Something like that. So you wanted to talk about menstruation? What?
No. No, I don't ever like talking about that. That's a dirty, shameful secret that women have.
Menstruation?
Yes. When that's going on, women need to live in the woods. Just with each other. Just kind of go feral for a little while.
What, in period forest?
Yeah, just, you know,
just hang out in there.
Kind of walk around perioding out behind them.
Is that blood in your pants?
Is that where they should go?
Period forest.
Yes. Nobody wants to know anything about that or have any part of that, and that's just not part of proper society.
I don't know
there's
why.
There's just rust-colored cobwebs on all the shrubs.
Just, I don't know. You just, you know, you go by a pine tree and there's, you know, a rusty rub on it.
Why are you so offended by that?
Rusty rubs?
No. Just that whole time of the month. Why? What's the problem?
No, I'm fine with it.
All right, I am too. Just get a towel.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, just...
Just lay a towel down on the bed.
Lay an old car wash towel.
Or a ShamWow.
Double it over, though.
There seems to be something wrong with the design when God came up with that plan.
They should vomit up their old eggs?
Yeah, like a cat, you know, is working it in the foyer, just... You're, like, panicking, trying to scare it to a hard surface.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would that be a better
they
design?
They need to regurgitate their eggs. And there's an ovum.
Right, on the coffee
right there
table.
On the parquet.
So they have to carry around pads in their pocket to cough into.
Well, to me, it seems like the woman, you ought to be able to trigger when you want ovulation to occur. The default should be no ovulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get ready to have kids, you punch in the gut or whatever you agree upon to make the egg, you know, descend.
And then you're ready. Then you get to choose when you have child.
Right. Instead of this method that is so backwards.
It's so flawed.
It's got unwanted pregnancies. It's got periods happening everywhere.
But in the animal kingdom, they just, they're doing it all the time, and it's all with the intent of
propagating
the herd.
Right. That's their deal.
But we're still...
They don't have child support.
But we're still animals.
Yeah, schools to consider.
If by your method, then inner city schools would just be empty.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
But then how would they find cast members?
So would suburban schools. I mean, ex-urban schools would be filled.
Some people in them.
Yeah.
How would they find cast members for 16 and pregnant?
Right.
Well, that show needs to go away. I've never seen it. It's probably great.
It's awesome.
The only thing worse...
I'm sure they don't highlight the absolute worst of people on that program.
No. They glorify it.
The only thing worse is Teen Mom.
I haven't seen Teen Mom.
Awful.
Why are you watching that?
Material?
My wife enjoys those programs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
and you think they're terrible.
Yeah, and it does glorify it. It makes high school girls that are starved for attention want to have a baby.
They do want to have babies. They really do.
All high school kids.
Some of them do.
No, dumb high school girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not boys.
Because the more kids they have, the less they have to work because the government gives them free money.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the reason.
Really?
I don't think it's a monetary deal. I think it's an attention deal. It's a purpose deal. You know, this is, now they have this baby and everyone's, you know, cooing over them because they're about to have a baby and they get to have a baby and then.
And it's also like a little, like a little puppy or a teddy bear.
Right.
It's something for them to cuddle with.
Yeah. It's like a purse dog.
It's an accessory.
Mm-hmm. I want to get a purse dog. I'm going to try to get that popular with guys.
With men?
Yeah.
Or a purse baby.
If anybody can do it, it's you.
Yeah.
I have faith.
I think I can do it.
Why don't you have Sturm pick you up a purse baby before he comes back?
Except I'm going to have... It's,
you got any extra babies?
I think even adopting a dog down there must be hard.
It seems like they'd be just so willing to give away the kids down there.
It. But they aren't. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think he has to have a passport to get into this country. They'll let him out of that country, no problem.
No, but they won't let Sturm adopt a kid unless he lives down there for a while. You know, there's all kinds of hoops.
So is he doing sports talk in Ecuador right now, or is he?
I don't know.
Honduras?
I think Ecuador.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Star Wars planet. What's
Ecuador?
What's the...
Endor.
Endor, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come back with
which
an
one?
Ewok.
But if one? I do a purse dog, if I try to get that popularized, I want larger than
you
a
want
Chihuahua.
Like a Saint Bernard purse?
Yeah, well, not no, that quite that big, but like an Afghan hound.
No, maybe like a Scotty.
I think that's too big.
This is
more like a
messenger bag dog.
Yeah, this is like a courier dog.
Yeah.
Courier bag dog.
Like maybe a nice Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Like
a Basset. I want bigger, like
there
a Basset.
You go. Okay.
Maybe like a backpack dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or a wheelbarrow dog. What a beating that would be.
Just going like,
just
to the mall.
To, you, yeah, and you just
trying
have
to wheelbarrow,
get a wheelbarrow a dog in front of me. And
you've got your...
And it's not catching on, and I'm just dedicated to the bit, you know, trying.
You're
and,
like knocking over shoe displays at Skechers.
Yeah. You know,
the mall. Blue tick hound just kind of looking
yeah,
at
you. Just laying there and... My friends are just, dude, it's not going to happen.
They won't let him into the diesel store. I'm trying to get you some new jeans.
I love mall humor.
Yeah.
They still have Orange Julius.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to say Orange Julius.
Do they still have that?
I bet they have one at Irving Mall still. I don't see them anymore at any new malls.
I'm kind of depressed that malls are going away. You know, Valley View is about to close down.
Yeah.
I guess it's
Prestonwood.
Prestonwood's been
leveled.
Gone forever.
I guess it's more about the shopping center, like West Village type thing, Firewheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the outdoor shopping center.
Been to the Galleria lately? That's a life support system for
is
a skating
really?
Rink.
Galleria's like failing?
It's what I hear.
Oh, I haven't been to Galleria in years.
Exactly. Guess who else has? Nobody.
Guess who else has?
Right. I like English.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
But I guess North Park's still doing well.
Yeah, North Park's doing great because they have that kick-ass movie theater as well.
And I always like going in North Park. I like going into a mall. I still feel the eighth grade excitement when I go into a mall.
Yeah, even if you're not going to buy something, there's the allure that you
just
might.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
I can get a 12-inch cookie if I want.
You can. You can go to 10 Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go see a movie and then go cruise chicks at Forever 21.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Pretend you're buying something for your niece.
Yep.
Head into Claire's.
Lane Bryant. Go hogging.
Go hogging. Try on stuff at Lane Bryant.
Fat ass!
What are you wearing?
Just try and hide under a pile of size 18s in the fitting room.
Yep. Get a jar of peanut butter and get that blue tick working on you.
Oh, you've got the wheelbarrow dog in
Lane
Bryant.
Yeah.
So if hogging doesn't work out,
when
you
I
got
woke
that
up this
second
morning,
option.
I think I would hear the phrase, yeah, and you got the wheelbarrow dog in Lane Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing how life will just shift on you, Gordon.
Well, this isn't about me. You guys...
Well, actually,
go with your show.
No, we got a break.
Hey, yeah, the nearest Orange Julius is in Vista Ridge Mall.
Really?
Well, doesn't appear to be.
Fister Ridge Mall.
I know where you guys are going to lunch.
You want to go to Fister Ridge?
Fister Ridge?
No, Vista Ridge. You heard him.
Why are you guys hearing me improperly?
Maybe you guys can get you some nice orange Julius's and go have a picnic out at Period Forest. I can't imagine a better time.
Is Period Forest in Flower Mound?
I guarantee you it's somewhere near the mid-cities.
Never black like the Period Forest.
He's probably right.
Mm-mm.
It'll light up like Clearview in 89.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd rather have lunch at Yogurt Jungle.
Yeah. What is that?
It's the male version of Period Forest.
Hmm. Hmm. You know, that's another thing.
What?
That I think God messed up the design on. You should be able to turn on or turn off the
faucet?
Expulsion, yes. But you can have the same sensations,
But
just there's none of the fumbling for a tube sock.
No cleanup.
That's half the fun.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
No.
I mean, well,
when you Rorschach the sheet.
You need the evidence.
Yeah. It's a show of virility.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, I just did that to myself.
Yeah.
What's up?
You feel virile?
Uh-huh.
When you've...
Yeah.
Completely messed yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else?
I think that would make you feel kind of gay, Dave.
Whatever works.
Wallowing on your bed, just... Like Bill Murray in that hallway.
Would it be weird if I just kind of rolled around in it like Demi Moore in Indecent Proposal?
Like it's cash?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't want to get into what Dave does with his expulsion.
Well, Gordon, it's been a real treat.
Yeah. Thanks for...
Well, stop bringing me on.
You can't come into the studio and not have a mic in front of your face.
He shows up with headphones.
Ready to go. Yeah. I got a Janet Jackson mic on.
Right. Stacks of content.
Yeah.
He just a show prep.
He just flipped through his notebook and saw Period Forest scrawled really big across the page.
Hey, I want to talk about Period Forest. What's the deal, God? What's with all these rust rubs?
It's 11:47 on Sports
Radio.
12-inch
cookie.
13-10 the ticket.
Hey, and wheelbarrow dogs. Thinks he's going on a field trip. We're going to cut his head off.
And
it's a prank.
It's a very crowded mix today. It's a jam-packed, fun time experiment for all of you listeners because it's the Orphanage joined by special guest Gordon Keith.
Yes.
And we're mixing for the second time ever.
In the world.
Cirque de Soroy.
It's a pretty big day, man.
It's huge.
This is all happening.
And we just have Cash now.
Where's Mike?
Mike is glad handing with a blind guy.
We've got a special guest that is going to be enjoying a tour of the studios. And I'm not sure he's listening right now, so probably he's going to.
Don't say it. You can say something within 2,000 yards of those people, and they can hear you.
Those people.
See?
Those people.
Those people.
Yeah, field trip people.
So he's on a tour of the studios.
Is this like a Make-A-Wish thing?
No, not at all. No. He's a blind high school student that wants to do sports talk radio.
All right.
So
really?
We decided to give him the opportunity to come and enjoy the ticket radio station studios here in the Dallas.
Huh. What?
So is he going to feel y'all wall? Feel TC's hair? Like, get the full experience.
I cannot wait for Braille, God to smite you.
Braille nipples. Feel some of that.
Well, technically, that is what...
Yeah, nipples are...
Nipples are
they're God's Braille. God's chest Braille.
So you know that you're
there they are.
You're handling you know up you're on close. A breast.
Yeah, let me feel your God's chest Braille.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
These are clearly A's.
You've been to the Period Forest lately? I'm going to send you there.
No, you're gonna
punch you in the gut until you hiccup an egg like a cat.
Odds are you're gonna keep her from going to the Period Forest.
Yeah.
Why?
By throwing yolk up there.
Yolk.
He makes good points.
Yolk.
Yeah, and why did he put the heaven area and the hell area so close together? Why is that the yin-yang that has to be down there together?
Is it closer together on girls than it is on guys?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. It is. Otherwise, how am I making so many mistakes?
He did that. He put them that close together so it would make DP more enjoyable for the dude.
I can't get the image out of my head. Whoops.
That a Dr. Pepper reference.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I have a
boy, that whoa. Nothing makes me want to fast forward through a porn more than that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
When you
click on the MPEG and everything's going great, and then here comes Bill walking into the room with no place
you're
to
like,
put
whoa,
it.
Whoa, ratio's off. Bill, look around first, okay?
No, just because it's there doesn't mean you need to do it.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, it's worth.
You're the one that did that, right?
No, I never did that.
I swore there was a story about you
That's Corby and Davey making things up.
No, why are you winking? Who was that? Oh, man, no. I thought it was you.
No.
It was you and a drummer that finger-cuffed a girl.
Wow.
And a keytarist.
The one who did the drum solo.
Yeah, it was a keytarist.
Did you ever have a keytarist in Sahara Rain?
No.
Sahara Rain.
I'm pretty sure of it.
That's probably what held you back.
The worst, though, is when they try and share an input.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sharing
the input?
Yeah.
No.
It's just how does that even happen? That.
Not when they're neighbors, when they're...
Are we still talking about a keytar?
Actually living in the same bedroom? God.
Yeah. We're still talking about a keytar.
Okay.
Two guys trying to use the same MIDI input.
Oh, feedback.
What is the point of that?
What?
That.
Keytar?
No,
Frankenstein.
Living in the same room.
I don't know.
It's just
tricking it up.
It's to prove that no one cares anymore,
and it's just they need to up the dose of heroin so much.
Old-fashioned, regular style.
It's not enough anymore. It's just not enough.
Yeah. You're just bored if you're doing that.
Why do you ever need 10 guys encircling a poor woman?
Right.
Everyone
some Japanese woman.
Unless it's a ritual.
Gangbang.
I mean,
got
just
a funnel down her throat.
I mean.
Seriously, what has gone so wrong with our own reproduction that we now go online to see this stuff?
You can't even have a normal, regular, heterosexual, one-man, one-woman scene that happens without it invariably turning into...
If it's loving...
Hanging out in the old food factory. You know what I'm saying?
If it's loving, it's not going to get clicks.
Right.
It needs to be tricked up.
And we need clips.
No one needs to see anything that's normal that they could possibly do themselves.
But why is that?
I don't know.
I mean,
because people are freaking weird.
But how did we get so far off track?
I don't know. I don't care about those things. I just want it regular.
Well, I hear these sites referenced all the time up here on the ticket.
What's that?
Every guy is going to one of these sites, and I guarantee you they're clicking on... You know, double male old food house with choking and
Muppets.
Somebody suspended from the ceiling on meat hooks and there's an eel snaking up somewhere.
Let me tell you something. You need to be quiet because if I have to open up another email that has the subject line, a message from your pastor that incorporates every single element of what you just described from Gordon at GordonKeith.com.
Right. Some things are so shocking they must be shared.
Okay, well, you found it somewhere.
I'm inoculating you against finding those on your own.
You're the one that sends MPEGs of girls on clear toilets. And
what?
Girls,
there's no way I would send that.
And girls expelling 50 guppies.
What? Wait a second. What just happened here?
Look at how happy he is.
Seriously, it's the subject line
shooting
is always
guppies.
So misleading.
For
one
distance.
One girl to another is like dancing waters of guppies going from one.
Like a Vegas fountain?
Yeah.
Two girls, 40 like, guppies?
Yeah, it's like a seahorse
Two
dad.
Two girls, 40 guppies was said in the most tiny voice. Where'd that come from?
Don't worry about it.
Mm. Oh, I was trying
ticker
to help
room,
over here.
Ticker room.
Yeah.
But seriously,
it's like a seahorse giving birth.
Yeah, but
I'm always suspect of emails from Gordon Keith, but especially when the subject line is always...
Something pleasant.
Yeah, it's like...
Rainbow.
Hey.
Yeah, Jesus charity for Christmas, you know? Like, oh, okay, I'll open this
Look
up.
Look at these Christmas lights.
Yeah. Oh, man, funny cats on the internet.
Scarlett Johansson's never looked hotter. I know I'm going to get a click on that. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't.
Very natural. Very, very normal.
You know, I'm known as the defender of the celebrity on the station. I don't know if you guys know that.
Weird
You're probably
title.
Not up that early. It is a weird title. I feel really horrible for Scarlett Johansson and all those celebrities. Just because they're celebrities, we're entitled to it. You know they got hacked, but you know what? That's their own fault.
They shouldn't have a phone.
They shouldn't have phones and take pictures like all of us do.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be allowed to do it. I don't get that.
Yeah, why is it that you and me and Dave can get away with texting each other pictures of our junk?
Right.
Because we do that a lot.
Tons.
And nobody cares
hey, look,
about hacking
I think it's
our...
even smaller today.
Nobody cares about hacking our phones.
Mm-mm.
But Scarlett takes one side boob photo, and it's all out there for the world to see. That she was just probably just sending a little sexy text to her boyfriend.
And why isn't she allowed to do that?
Exactly.
Was it to Ryan before they broke up?
I don't know. What does it matter? That's her private property, and just because someone can hack... I mean, I'm glad that she's getting the FBI involved, and I hope she finds these culprits.
It was more than side. Just saying.
It was from the side.
No, it was above, wasn't it? Was she laying down?
Yeah, kind of, but she was kind of laying on her side.
Were they like...
You got to see the braille
water balloons
no, they
trailing into
kind of
her
smaller,
armpit.
It seemed like
you got to see the Jesus,
way she was
you got
leaning.
To see the Jesus braille?
Mm-hmm. The Jesus braille?
Mm-hmm.
The God's chest braille?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's...
I think we've solved a lot of sports problems.
Yeah, go down your checklist
I'm looking
in your
through my
journal.
Moleskine here. Hold on. Yeah. Got it.
Period Forest. Got that.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Scarlett Johansson being treated unfair.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Living in the same bedroom.
What?
What? I thought you were going over the topics.
Sharing the MIDI input.
Yeah. I thought you were going over topics of today's presentation.
So, okay, the hottest girl in the world.
Yes.
But yet you have to with your best friend.
Share the input?
No, not necessarily. Just you're in the same bed at the same time.
What's he doing? Like playing Angry Birds?
No. He's doing stuff too.
Oh.
So you're having to hear your friend's pleasure sounds.
I think a lot of people are into
hear,
that.
You're having to... You think so?
Yeah, I think you're posing a hypothetical that I think is very interesting to many people.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Cash Saroy, let's hear it.
I like things...
Uh-oh.
No,
I like things.
No, but...
With your brother?
Well, the Serge Saroy Show at 12:30. We'll have a segment on this.
Jeez.
Sounds like it's happened before.
So if, like, who do you think's really hot? Like Scarlett
Johansson.
Let's go
Scarlett, yeah.
All right, she says yes, but I want Cirque du Soleil at the same time.
Deal.
I want a Jerk du Soleil.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a really deal? You're in with your crazy, naked...
So you have to hear your brother... Him doing all his yes
it's
and
like
all
having
that kind of stuff.
Sex.
I haven't heard that before.
Oh gosh! Oh, I love eels. Oh, right there.
Where are the guppies?
More like guppies.
What do you think? Making love to a woman while Vic Mackey's in the room with you?
You just don't want
John Kitna. What are you doing here
again?
So you both say yes.
I don't see.
That's not a deal breaker.
If it's a great friend or a brother, I mean, don't you have to just team up on this and make the magic historical moment happen?
No.
Don't you?
No.
If not, do you want a stranger?
Yeah, what about...
No,
what
you
if
don't
was...
want anybody.
Well, no, clearly. But
you say, no deal.
For the sake of the argument,
sorry,
don't you want somebody that you are comfortable with, that you want to share the moment with?
What if it's Ted Williams, the homeless
this.
Guy?
I know, I was just about to bring that up. What if it's the homeless guy with the golden voice or
your
Cash Saroy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do
either. Don't use me as an example.
Or Jimmy Page.
I wouldn't do either.
Okay.
Yet Cash has no problem.
It should be one man, two women, and that is the way God wants it.
The lucky Pierre.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way God intended.
Yes, and we thank him for that.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing he got right.
Would you like to lead us in prayer, Gordon, to end the show?
I'm distanced from this whole program. I hate that I was on this program with the things that were discussed.
Well, there's only one way to atone for your radio sins, I wrote all this material
for someone else.
Come
I didn't intend to
Come on.
Deliver it myself.
Hold hands.
Come on, just one quick prayer. Go ahead.
No, I got to go wheelbarrow dog down to Orange Julius and buy Dave lunch.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, here's Cash and Mike with more radio programming.